Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Should President Biden write some more pardons for people President Trump may target? We got a new jobs report. We got to look at the California economy. But first, we got measles at the airport and a new big traffic problem, too.
Yeah, Susie was just saying that the 60 eastbound through the City of Industry right at Crossroads Parkway is shut down. Some sort of investigation. She is looking into it, and she'll be along with more coming up in just a couple of minutes. There has been a spike in measles cases here in the U.S., and people may have been exposed over the past week or two at LAX and at Children's Hospital of Orange County. From two people who had traveled overseas. John Baird is live at LAX with details.
One was a baby who ended up in the ER at the Children's Hospital on three different days just after Thanksgiving. The other infected person came into LAX on a Qatar Airways flight the day before Thanksgiving, came into the Tom Bradley International Terminal. So people on that flight, people in the terminal that afternoon, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, could possibly have been exposed. So who's the most at risk? Kids, older adults, those with compromised immune systems, pregnant women. Dr. Amish Adalja is an infectious disease expert at Johns Hopkins.
It varies from outbreak to outbreak, but in general, people that were not vaccinated, that were in any of those areas, need to be on alert and should contact their doctor if they develop fever, rash, or symptoms that could be consistent with measles.
And people who were exposed could develop the disease up to 3 weeks afterward. Dr. Adalja notes that spikes in measles cases are not unusual in the U.S. He noted that there were more than 1,000 of them reported in 2019, the year before the pandemic. Now, deaths from measles are rare in this country, but not in other countries. He says thousands of kids die every year from measles.
As the year comes to a close, what's the economic outlook for our region into next year, 2025? Pete Demetrios says, with one exception, things are looking pretty good.
That area, you guessed it, is the price of housing and rents. Dr. Wallace Walrod is the lead economist for the Southern California Association of Governments Economic Roundtable.
It's just very few people who don't already afford, who don't already have a home, can afford one. And it's very expensive, and people are starting to think about whether Southern California is the place to build their career long term. That's by far the biggest challenge.
The solution there, no surprise, is to build more housing. But when it comes to economic growth, the picture is a little bit brighter.
We see steady economic growth in 2025. The risk of recession is sharply lower than when we did this forecast a year ago. Wages are rising. We still have a pretty vibrant labor market.
Projected growth will be the most noticeable in healthcare, education, professional services, and technology-related applications, some of that related to the entertainment industry. I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
President Biden said to be thinking about giving pardons to well-known people in both parties who criticize President-elect Donald Trump. This would protect them from possible punishment or legal trouble from the incoming administration. CBS News senior White House and political correspondent Ed O'Keefe has details.
It might include the California Senator-elect Adam Schiff, a Democrat who has been a prominent critic, was a member of the first impeachment trial prosecution team, and a member of the special House committee that investigated the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney is another name that could potentially benefit.
Schiff told Politico this week that he does not support the pardons. This follows Biden's decision to pardon his son Hunter for past gun and tax violations and any potential crimes from the past 11 years.
Pete Hegseth meeting with the Republican senators for another day, fourth day of trying to reassure them he can lead the Department of Defense. He's facing the allegations about excessive drinking, sexual assault. CBS congressional correspondent Nicole Killian.
They're certainly taking a wait-and-see approach. I mean, obviously also being on the Hill earlier this week and talking almost daily with Pete Hegseth, you know, he told me that he speaks to the president-elect pretty regularly and said that he spoke with him most recently and that the president-elect encouraged him to keep going, that he was behind him.
Senators in both parties also expressing concern about another issue, the frequent comments that women should not serve in the combat roles. He said this week, though, we have amazing women who serve our military. The Hill reporting as many as 8 senators who are ready to vote against his nomination. So that would be more than he could afford to lose. 20 minutes of nonstop news brought to you by Oseron Law, the injured workers hotline. The latest now on the search for the killer of the United Healthcare CEO. Police have an idea of his movements, just not all of them. They're saying a big break may be when he was, pulling down his mask to flirt with somebody. Also, some reports this morning of DNA that they were able to lift some of this. CBS reporter Anna Schechter is with us.
Anna, we know that you have been following this very carefully. What's the latest?
Well, the latest is that police believe that they are getting closer to identifying the person of interest that we saw in the photos at the youth hostel where he used a fake ID to check in just 3 miles north of where police believe that person of interest carried out the shooting, but still a lot of questions. We can also report this is now a multi-state manhunt, and over 80 police departments have been working in coordination with the NYPD to try to track this person down. And at this time, that is where we stand.
What do we know about any DNA that came from this water bottle or this phone? And then the picture, the best one we have is when he was at the front desk of the hostel, maybe flirting with somebody.
Exactly. So the fingerprints on the water bottle recovered at the scene were not good enough to get a match on anybody or even to identify, say, okay, we've got the full fingerprint. Now, he did buy a coffee at a nearby Starbucks just like within a half an hour of the shooting, and he threw that cup away. Police were able to send that out to the Queens Crime Lab in the tri-state area for testing. We don't have any reporting that has come back with any match. I mean, if the individual doesn't have a criminal history, that's not really going to help investigators ID the suspect. What it will help them with is after they find the person, they can use DNA and fingerprints to create sort of a timeline that prosecutors use when they lay out their case before a judge.
Some people might think, this is 2024 with all the cameras that we have on the streets and the businesses and phones in our pockets and the digital footprints we make. And you mentioned the DNA. This guy could do this in the daylight hours.
In New York City.
In New York City to a CEO, hop on a bike, go to a hostel, buy a coffee at Starbucks, interact with people. This is the NYPD. And as you pointed out, over 80 other police departments. Why hasn't he been caught yet?
Well, it is stunning that somebody could get away like this with all these cameras. And I mean, there are thousands of cameras in that Midtown Manhattan area. The fact that he was able to cover his face, that helped him tremendously with the facial recognition. And even that hostile photo, the angle was a little bit tricky. It wasn't head on, so it made it difficult for investigators. Also, the fact that he was able to ride his bike into Central Park, that there were fewer cameras there. So he lost the trail, at that point. But then a few hours later, investigators were able to recover surveillance footage showing him riding his bike down West 85th Street, and CBS News exclusively obtained that video. But that's a few hours later after the shooting. So that gives him time to get out of town or hide himself, in plain sight. Police did stop Long Island Railroad trains, airports. They swept airports, and they didn't come up with anything. So It's a mystery, and I think law enforcement will be looking at how they can change surveillance and tactics in the future to try to capture, killers or other criminals more quickly in the future.
Yeah, because that's the thing. If one random guy can do this on the streets of New York City, it makes me worry for how these agencies might respond to a terrorist event.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And guys, we are in the middle of sort of a fast-moving investigative situation, so I have got to jump, but thank you so much for having me.
All right, let you get back to it. CBS reporter Anna Schechter there.
New concerns about the spread of bird flu in humans, and working women are more stressed than men. Those stories and more as 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So many people have been posting stories about their insurance companies and coverage that's been denied. Claims have been denied. There's a huge backlash on social media. Some of the other insurance company CEOs have been getting more protection because of what's been going on with the person that was shot there in New York that we were just talking about. There's also a spotlight on some divisive decisions. And even now some companies rolling some of these back.
Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield is backing off a controversial plan to limit coverage of anesthesia. The company was going to tie payments to the length of time a patient went under. The insurance giant is now reversing course after the policy received widespread criticism.
There is concern among employees of the VA Loma Linda healthcare system after one of their colleagues was found murdered in his home last week. Police say the manager of the VA was attacked by an intruder, suffering fatal injuries, and was unresponsive when sheriff's deputies arrived. The killer ran away, and no details about the murder or suspect have been released. The San Bernardino Sun reports that some of the manager's colleagues are worried that his death may be related to his job, possibly involving a dispute with a former employee. The investigation is ongoing, and police are asking anyone with information to come forward.
There's a search for a murder in Kern County, and people there are on edge. Schools have closed to Christmas events postponed. He's out there somewhere. Cesar Hernandez escaped Monday morning after getting to the courthouse in Delano. Was going to appear in court after pleading no contest to drug and weapons charges. He got away from the staff, jumped out of a van. City has had law enforcement from all over the place come in since then. They've been going through yards and doors and knocking on doors, helicopters overhead. He was convicted of killing a man in a bar fight in South L.A., sentenced to 80 years behind bars.
Two kindergartners remain in critical but stable condition after being shot at a school in Northern California on Wednesday. Police say the gunman took his own life. The shooter was identified as 56-year-old Glenn Litton. CBS News correspondent Elise Preston has more from Oroville, California.
Officers found Litton dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Investigators say Litton had a lengthy criminal past and mental health issues. They also say they've uncovered a document that reveals he targeted the school based on its religious affiliation.
The Butte County Sheriff says based on Litton's criminal history, he should not have been able to obtain a gun legally.
More of the aftershocks in NorCal after the big quake. USGS says there have been dozens of smaller ones, 2.5s to 4.7s, and more than a 50% chance of a quake 5 or stronger within the next week. Still a state of emergency in the area. No major damage, though, reported.
Three climbers, one from the Bay Area who went missing on New Zealand's highest mountain last week, are believed to have died. Officials say the three men flew by helicopter on Saturday to a camp on Mount Cook. that did not show up for their return flight on Monday morning, triggering the search and rescue effort. Items belonging to the men were found on Tuesday before the search was called off due to bad weather. Vicky Walker, New Zealand police inspector investigating the men's disappearance, updated reporters on the search efforts.
Our search teams have been hampered by ongoing treacherous alpine conditions. It has been too windy for helicopters and simply too dangerous to put teams into the environment.
Mount Cook is 12,000 feet tall and part of the Southern Alps on New Zealand's South Island.
Bird flu in 700 of the U.S. dairy herds and farm workers, dozens of them, sick.
Scientists from the Scripps Research Institute say it is statistically likely a mutation they have identified in lab studies has occurred and that it would make human transmission of the H5N1 avian flu possible. But they do add that it hasn't been detected in any known cases. The current strain of bird flu generally produces mild effects and doesn't seem likely for human transmission. The concern is the last time bird flu spread widely among humans, it caused severe respiratory problems and killed 30% of hospitalized victims. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
It was bounce-back month for jobs in the U.S. The economy created 227,000 jobs last month. That's slightly more than expected. The unemployment rate rose to 4.2%, as expected. We talked to University of St. Thomas economics professor Tyler Shipper and asked him if the numbers give the Fed the green light to lower interest rates later this month.
You know, I'm a contrarian on this, actually. Jerome Powell's been on the news lately saying we can be a little bit more cautious. And I just have a hard time envisioning a Federal Reserve getting together at the table and saying, look, we have a couple data points last from our inflation measures that both show inflation has ticked up lately and the labor market looks good. Let's keep cutting interest rates. I mean, I hope they do. I'm still just a little bit of a skeptic. And I think a lot's going to depend on what we see from inflation in next week.
This is kind of carrying over from last month for you because you weren't too happy last month. And last month's report wasn't good because of the strikes, but also like you were wary for some other reasons.
Yeah, you know, it was a muddled report. We didn't get a lot of signal out of it. We've had some lingering inflation concerns. I mean, this is good news for workers. I always like a good jobs report when there's a bounce back. It, you know, we'll jump to my word already, which is a little bit of relief here for workers. I'm just not entirely sure that I buy the case that the Federal Reserve has been very concerned about inflation. And across measures in the last month, we've seen slight upticks. Now, those are probably just bumps in the road, but I could certainly see a more cautious Federal Reserve deciding not to cut interest rates again.
We're all concerned about inflation, aren't we? Don't like it a bit. You said the report's going to come out next week on that. Where do you think that's going to be?
You know, I'm hoping that these were just blips, but one of the things that we look for inflation is not only there's a couple different ways to measure it, but one of those reports is actually called the producer price index. And so that sometimes gives us an idea of upstream inflation, what producers are charging. And that had actually increased last month as well. So I again, wouldn't be surprised if inflation looks kind of stuck in the mud. And the Federal Reserve is going to be looking at that when they meet to say, do we need to hold off on lowering a little bit more to make sure we get down to our 2% goal?
Are you like rolling up your sleeves, cracking your knuckles, all that stuff for the possibility of tariffs or if they do cut a bunch of government jobs or if there are mass deportations?
Yes, I've been doing lots of media around tariffs and less so mass deportations yet because it hasn't happened. And there's a lot of uncertainty around these things to the extent that they are negotiating positions versus they're actually going to happen. Certainly when I think about the path of interest rates, I'm starting to think about what happens if tariffs do come into effect? And almost surely that puts upward pressure on prices. That will make the Federal Reserve's job harder and make the path of interest rate cuts slower.
All right, you heard him there. The word was relief. If we use it in a sentence, it was a little bit of relief for the workers.
it was a little bit of relief. I don't want to overstate anything, but a little bit of relief.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.